You're listening to the audio production of Every Woman a Theologian. Know what you believe, live it confidently, communicate it graciously by Felicia Masonheimer. Published by Zondervan and read by the author.
To Josh. Yours is the knock at the office door, the hand holding coffee, holding me. You are the iron I'm sharpened upon, sparks and fire flying. We fight, we work, we bend, we try again. And when it all becomes too much, you approve what others could not, strengthen me again to standing, and I carry on one more day because of you. Introduction. On a Tuesday, in a brick cafe in Virginia, theology became essential. I should not say became. Rather, theology revealed itself as essential as it has always been. It became essential for me. I was a young mom in my mid-20s, reconnecting with an old friend from high school. My friend and I were sipping coffee, talking about the gray weather outside, warmer places, and the intersection of politics and religion, just as Emily Post advises not to do. These discussions were not new for us. I am a Christian, and she was, at the time, exploring many different religions after having left Christianity behind. Our coffee dates covered incredible philosophical ground, and we sometimes discussed our differing views. We knew we didn't agree, but we weren't particularly direct about it. Until that Tuesday. I don't know how the conversation turned from the outdoor temperature to Jesus, but it did, as abruptly as a winter squall. I definitely admire Jesus, my friend confessed. I just think God lets us come to him in a variety of ways. We're all on the path to him. It just looks different. Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, we're all just finding our way. I took another drink of my coffee. What makes you arrive at that conclusion? I just don't think Jesus would have a problem with all these other people finding their way. Like, they're seeking too. Just because it looks different doesn't make it invalid. Can I share something? I asked, setting down my mug. Sure. I definitely agree that people are seeking. They're looking for answers. They believe there is something greater out there, and they want to attach themselves to that purpose. But something to consider. Jesus didn't allow for many paths to God. She raised an eyebrow. What do you mean? Let's start with how we know who Jesus is. Most of our information is from the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All the things we like about Jesus are in there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?